I think it may be helpful for you to have a side-by-side comparison of how the old way of doing compares to the new way of doing in regards to patient centricity. The model on the right, which is the patient-centered model, is the direction in which the U.S. healthcare industry is moving. This image was developed by the Mid-Atlantic Renal Coalition and was funded by CMS, or the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The reference is noted on the slide. As we examine this grid, moving from left to right, we see in the first cell that the goal is to move from passive patient who is quiet and just listens to a more active role where the patient actually asks the questions. You can see in the second box of the medical model there on the left that this patronistic method of a patient simply accepting the plan of care that's given to them is moving towards the patient as an active partner in planning for their care. In this model, they voice their concerns, they inquire about different options, and they let the provider know if there's a problem with what's being planned. This relates also to the almost next to last box on the left-hand side column there, where the provider does most of the talking. We're shifting to letting the patients ask the questions, and the provider takes the time to let them answer. Now, in reality, we also know that providers really can't spend huge amounts of time with each patient. So there is a bit of tension here between what we should do and what we can do in the real world. We're also seeing a shift from the provider being the sole decision maker in patient-centered care to where the decision now is in the hands of the patient and their family. The role of the provider becomes one of providing options with the pros and the cons and helping the patient and their family to arrive at a decision that works best for them. We are also moving away from a disease-centered model where we manage illness instead of managing health. The patient-centered model focuses more on the quality of life issues and helping patients to achieve and then maintain an optimal level of health. The final box shows that in the old medical model that the patient is either compliant or they're not compliant. In a patient-centered world, the goal is to work with the patients to develop a treatment plan that is realistic and takes into consideration the situation, the patient's culture, their family traditions, or, as reflected in the definition of patient-centered care that we went over earlier, the plan takes into account the patient's preferences, their needs, and their values. So we challenge you to think about the goals of patient-centered model and think about how HIT can be used to support each one of those goals. The assignment that is associated with this unit will have you recall this grid and think about the relationship between patient-centered care and HIT enablement. In addition, in the assessment, you will be asked to share your own perceptions and your own personal beliefs related to HIT and patient-centeredness.